Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.
Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. On the Y94 Facebook page, I got pictures posted of Maggie's very stylish Robin Thicke shirt today. And one of them, you see the resemblance a little bit more than the other. There's two pictures posted, and one of them is just cute little Maggie posing in her new outfit. And the other one, something happens in the photo to make it seem a little more Robin Thicke-like. Let your imagination run wild. Y94 Facebook page.
She looks like she's just going to grab at something.
I know.
It's frightening.
Maggie, that is so dirty.
I'm sorry.
You really filth up the show.
I do.
I can't have you taking pictures like that.
Well.
Yuck. Well, anyway. Want to talk to first initial. Is it K? K? We're going to throw you the voice changer. What's the deal?
All right. So my mother-in-law stayed at our house for about a week while my husband and I were out of town.
Yep.
And after she left, I couldn't really help but notice something was missing.
So you're thinking your mother-in-law stole from you?
I think so, but I'm not sure if I should confront her on it or just not say anything.
What did she take from you?
Well, we don't have a guest room because all of our rooms are full of kids. So
right.
She stayed in our master bedroom, and I noticed that something was missing from my sock drawer.
Socks, perhaps?
I wish. No, I'm pretty sure my mother-in-law stole my battery-operated phone.
Yep.
Why in the world would she take that?
I have no idea. I don't know. I am so embarrassed. I don't know how I would even bring that up. But I feel like I need to because if she doesn't have it, one of the kids has it and it must be hidden somewhere.
I'm guessing that's something you can't really call her up and ask about.
Oh, no, I know. And my husband absolutely refuses to do it. But I feel like every time I talk to her, I'm going to be wondering about it. I can't even begin to imagine what would possess her to take it.
Well, I have an idea or two as to why she might take something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny. It's funny to everyone else, but can anyone sitting and listening to the radio right now tell me they honestly would never say anything if they were convinced your mother-in-law stole something like that from them?
That, you know what? That is a good question. It's a very peculiar question, but that's a good question.
I can totally understand why your husband wouldn't want to say anything about this.
Well, I don't want to say anything, so he doesn't want to say anything, and it's his mom, so I can totally get it.
Ick. Well, we'll toss it out there, see what people have to say for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Again, a little dance around. So mom's Game Boy for Nintendo DS was in the sock drawer. Grandma comes to stay, mother-in-law, for a couple of days while the parents are out on vacation. And when they get back home, mom's Game Boy is no longer in her sock drawer, which makes her think, okay, maybe the kids have this hidden somewhere, but there's a very strong possibility my mother-in-law would have taken this, which you must not think very highly of your mother-in-law if you can imagine her going, I'm going to take this Game Boy from her sock drawer and keep it. Yuck. It's kind of like everybody has their own Game Boy. That's your Game Boy kind of thing. They don't get passed around, do they?
Well, you don't share your toothbrush either.
Yes.
So no.
Would you tell mom-in-law that your Game Boy is missing from your sock drawer? Would you investigate further? Or would you just accept that you need a new Game Boy? It's called a Game Boy now. And if you call it anything else, I'm gonna have to dump the call. I'm sorry. 237, it's you can text 35270.
Wake up! The Y94 Morning Playhouse. I woke up
in the morning. With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
All right. Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero Rat Maggie at 9 a.m. this morning, shortly after. Some pink tickets for you. We're going to have that key to call. Announce some bonus times for later in the day. Pick your purse. We play again at 11:10 and 3:10 today. Jessica, she got herself a purse this morning. A beautiful, beautiful designer handbag. Was it number 13 off the website?
Number 13, yep.
Here's the deal. She lost her voice. It was so sad. So sad. I really want number 13. You called my name. I was just in pain for her. It was awful. But she got herself a beautiful bag, which I bet she feels a lot healthier now. So a little while ago, we were talking to First Initial K, who wanted a voice change. Not surprisingly, I want a voice change just answering the phone. And we're going to dance around it because you have to. But she went out of town with her husband and grandma, mother-in-law, came to stay with the kids for a couple of days. And they don't have a guest room because all the rooms are filled with kids. So she did stay, mother-in-law did, in their master bedroom. Well, she leaves, parents come home, and mom, first initial K, she's going in her sock drawer and notices her Game Boy missing. She wanted to play a game, her Game Boy's not there. So either one of the kids has this Game Boy, which she would want to know and find, or maybe her mother-in-law took it, which these battery-operated Game Boys generally are kind of a, Maggie, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they kind of a, person-by-person thing?
They are a person-by-person thing, yes.
She is concerned that her Game Boy may have been taken by her mother-in-law or her children have it or what have you. And she's wondering what you would do if you were her. Go ahead, Maggie.
Oh, Lord. I honestly, I would be mortified for one. Like, oh my God, why are you snooping through my drawers? I couldn't say anything. I'd be way too embarrassed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, and if she didn't take it, you are, you're admitting something.
Yeah.
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 Hi. Hello. Hi. Hey.
I think she should confront her, but don't say what it really is. Just be like, hey, so I was going through my sock drawer and I noticed one of my valuables is missing. I was wondering if you by chance have to go into my sock drawer, look it, type deal, or if you've seen it. Like, don't say what it is, because if your stepmom, if your mother-in-law didn't do it, you know, wonder why you have a Game Boy in your sock drawer. But, yeah, that's, I mean, I'm a guy, but that's what I would do.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And what were you thinking?
Well, I think everybody's thinking the wrong direction. I think mother-in-law might have took it, saying that old-fashionedly that we don't use these kind of things. That's what I'm thinking. Like she's like, oh, what's this doing here? I'm going to throw this in the garbage. We don't use that kind of stuff. Like you shouldn't dress like that kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Rat, the text clubbers, what are they saying about the case of the missing Game Boy?
That is the most awkward thing. Hopefully you find it. Maybe it was put somewhere else, but if I found it, I would toss it. To the woman that her mother-in-law took her Game Boy, ask her husband. Maybe he has jealousy issues and tossed it. Somebody else says, maybe mother-in-law thought she should be using the Xbox rather than the Game Boy with her son and threw it out. Grandma went snooping and probably feels that it is wrong for her to have and took it. Asking her about it will only possibly start a huge discussion on how grandma thinks it's wrong. Just buy a new one and let it be done.
Okay. So, again, mom-in-law grandma comes to stay for a few days. Watch the kids. Parents aren't there. Stays in the master bedroom. When the parents get home, oh no, mom's Game Boy is gone. Her Game Boy. Not there anymore. Mother-in-law might have took it. Kids might have it. She wants to know where the Game Boy is. Does she ask the mother-in-law about it? Hi.
Yeah. One thing that she may consider is that if it's the mother-in-law is like a really prudish or, I don't know, really strictarian type person, she could have possibly taken the quote-unquote Game Boy, other than the obvious obsession to play type motivations, for purely the simple motivation of wanting to get rid of a quote-unquote evil thing in their relationship.
There we go. And a couple of more texts, Rat.
If she has kids, ask if kids were in the room as she had Christmas gifts stashed in drawers and they are missing. Somebody says, say nothing. If she did take it, do you really want it back? Also, since I'm sure she knew it's missing and would be noticed, maybe the mother-in-law feels Game Boys are not appropriate for a married woman and took it to throw it away. I can't believe she actually intends to play with the Game Boy.
All right. I think we're good. Thank you. We're good. Paramore in a couple of minutes and something else. Something else.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You guys are better than my morning cup of coffee. I laughed so hard this morning. What in the hell is that all about?
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.